Security. Busia County Commissioner Mwachanga Changa has urged political leaders to stop meddling in security issues in Marachi area in Busia town. Speaking to residents of Marachi Estate during a public baraza on Wednesday, Changa noted that political interference was compromising security within the area. "We are posted in this county to deliver services to Wananchi," he said, adding that the locals have a responsibility of redeeming their tainted image by allowing government officers to patrol the area freely without being restrained. He urged the locals to collaborate with security agents instead of taking the law into their hands. "Matters of security and peace is the mandate of the government," he said, adding that other stakeholders can only collaborate with the government. The CC ordered the deputy county commissioner and the sub-county security team to establish a new Nyumba Kumi devoid of propaganda. "We will also carry out a complete overhaul of security officers manning sections of the porous border," he said, adding that most illegal items pass through those points. Changa at the same time advised the locals to desist from connecting electricity illegally, adding that the practice exposes Kenya Power Company to great losses. Busia County Police Commander Ahmed Abdil urged the locals to allow government officers to deliver services to them. Abdil advised the residents to report criminal suspects to the security agents instead of taking the law into their hands. "Allow police officers to patrol, they are paid to protect you," he said, adding that his office is open to receive complaints. Busia County Kenya Power and Lighting Company manager, Kennedy Sidera, noted that electricity connections in the area were not safe. Sidera urged the locals to allow KPLC officers to carry out their work professionally by ensuring that the area has a stable power supply. "We want to urge you to desist from quack electricians when you need power services," he said, adding that such individuals are out to extort money from unsuspecting customers. He explained that most electrical faults are caused by unqualified people masquerading as staff from KPLC. "Allow us to rectify defective installations and replace them so that your safety is assured," he told the residents. The official promised to replace all the wooden electricity poles and install a new transformer in the area. The residents have gone without electricity for the past 2 months after a transformer serving the area was allegedly blown off by police officers who were restoring order in the area after the residents engaged police officers in running battles in January this year. Residents, however, blame their frustrations on unfulfilled campaign promises by Busia Governor Paul Otuoma.